with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Trump has been formally sentenced without penalty in his New York criminal case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Manhattan.
The sentencing hearing took place here at the New York Criminal Court, with Donald Trump appearing by video from Florida. His sentence of an unconditional discharge means no jail time, fines, or probation. Yet it results in Trump becoming the first president or president-elect who is a felon. During the hearing, the judge defended the court proceedings, but Trump lashed out at prosecutors and said his criminal trial and conviction was a very terrible experience. Greg Clugston, New York.
Wintry weather hits the deep south.
Another blast of winter storms is closing schools, canceling flights, and putting millions of residents on alert across parts of the deep south and south central United States. The storm started dumping a mix of sleet and heavy snow in North Texas and Oklahoma, where schools canceled classes for more than a million students. Closures also kept students home in Kansas City and Arkansas. I'm Paya Panjwani.
Firefighters continue to battle deadly blazes in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. At least 10 people are reported to have died in the fires. Juan Perez says the wildfire wiped out his home in Altadena.
It's all gone. All gone. I mean, the kids were born here, raised them here. 20-some years. Built this and it's completely gone. Not just me, it's my whole neighborhood is gone.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 696 points, the NASDAQ dropping 317, the S&P 500 lower by 91. This is SRN News. Barely half the U.S. adult population is married.
The latest numbers from the Pew Research Center reveal that just 51% of Americans are married. And if you think everybody else is cohabitating, you would be wrong. Just 7% of adults are doing that, which means that 42% of the grown-up population is single, a percentage unmatched in all of U.S. history. Women are actually more likely than men to be unpartnered, as Pew puts it, 44% versus 40%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facebook's making some changes. It's scrapping its fact-checking department and relaxing its draconian rules about hate speech and abuse, rules that targeted Christians, conservatives, pro-lifers, and anyone who opposed the LGBT agenda. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg says the social media giant will remove restrictions on topics like gender and immigration that are out of touch with mainstream discourse. This is SRN News. The District of Columbia is suing the federal government.
The action deals with pollution in the Anacostia River, hoping it will lead to a cleanup of the urban waterway. The lawsuit says the pollution has largely affected communities of color. It argues that federal authorities dump toxic waste, heavy metals, and chemicals, including carcinogenic PCBs, in the river and refuse to clean it up. The Nine Mile River flows through Washington, D.C. and parts of Maryland. For decades, it was treated as a municipal dumping ground for industrial waste, storm sewers, and trash. John Scott reporting.
Every student in New York could get free breakfast and lunch at school under a proposal announced by Governor Kathy Hochul. If approved by state lawmakers, Hochul said the plan would cover more than 2.7 million students in the state, regardless of income. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.